Yes. Well, it's a fine time to be getting down to work in the morning, Amy.
What's that?
You see that clock there? 6:10. Well, you'll be going to lunch here in a few minutes.
Yeah, Chuck. I can't help it if I'm late. I don't feel so good, Zeb, after that ruckus yesterday, you know. Hmm. I've been home a doctoring myself.
Doctoring yourself? What with?
Some stuff Bert Parkins gave me. Here it is. I brought the bottle along with me.
Well, let's see that bottle, man. Well, why, you dad darn fool, this stuff is for athlete's foot.
Yeah, I know it. That's what I caught yesterday.
Well, you caught it? You didn't know such thing. You couldn't catch athlete's foot in a fight?
Well, I just did catch it.
Oh, you crazy.
Did catch it. That feller Nelson is an athlete, eh?
Yes.
And I caught his foot right square in my stomach.
Oh, yes, but it don't mean it that way.
How does it mean it?
This here medicine is for athlete's foot. You're supposed to rub it on.
He kicks me in the stomach, and then I get some medicine and rub it on his foot.
No, you don't rub it on his foot. You rub it on your own foot.
Well, give me it. I'll rub it on. My feet are pretty dad darn sore. I can hardly walk there, but just hobble along, and that's just about all.
Hold on there. Wait a minute. Let's see here what the direction says. It says you're to rub it on 3 days running.
How's that?
Rub it on 3 days running.
Just as I thought, your dad read it fake.
Fake? How do you mean it's a fake?
That part about rubbing it on 3 days running. If I was able to run, I wouldn't need the dad darn stuff.
Yes, but that is...
Oh, gee whiz. Gosh.
What's the matter now?
Oh, shucks. My knees bother me too, Seth.
Well, it serves you right, if you ask me. Going around picking fights.
I wasn't picking no
fights. Oh, you did. And busting up Mrs. Howard's meeting. I bet she has you arrested. Yes, sir. I bet she's gone over to Squidgeville to get the sheriff, and he'll come in here and make the pinch himself.
Why, is he asleep?
Who is asleep?
The sheriff.
Asleep? Why, of course he ain't asleep.
Then why does he want to pinch himself?
He don't want to pinch himself.
He just said he did.
I did not.
He did.
I didn't, to tell
you.
Conscience, I didn't say he was going to pinch himself. I said that he
did. Who is going to pinch him? Mrs. Howe?
No, he's...
Oh, he's going to pinch her. Yeah.
He ain't. He ain't no such thing. He's going to... never mind. Grab them orders here and read them off to me. I'll make them up.
Are these here?
Yes, they're mayor. Now, read them off.
Mrs. Jones... Can't see very well. We need to get it in the light here.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Jones, one deep fish.
Deep fish? Say, what's the matter with you, Ed Peters?
Well, that's what it says right on the order here. Shucks, I'm only reading what put here.
It don't say that at all. Read it. Read exactly what it says.
One fish. Hearing's not so good.
Land of Goshen. Let me see that order.
Well, take it, Shucks. Read it yourself. Is your dad darned all fired smart?
No, it ain't hearing. It's herring. Herring. She said that last herring we said her didn't look so good.
Well, if she's buying fish for the looks, why didn't she order goldfish?
I guess I'll send her a sole. Now, what comes next there?
What say?
What's next? What comes after sole?
La.
What?
La. Do-re-mi, fa, sol, la.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm talking about soul. Soul, a fish.
Who to?
It's a nobody. I just said...
Then it ain't soul.
It is soul.
It ain't soul. It ain't soul till you sell it.
It's soul whether I sell it or not.
It's easy. How can it be soul when it ain't?
But it ain't.
Ain't what?
Ain't soul.
Shucks. Just a second ago, you said it was.
I didn't at all. You're all mixed up again, Ib. That's what the fish is. It's soul, even if I can't sell it.
Oh, yes. Yes, now. Yes, now I get it. Yes, I get it now.
Fish alive. It's about time.
The fish is soul if you can't sell it.
Yes. Shucks, what's the use? Go on and get busy and make up them orders. Here's one for Miss Snyder.
Well, what she want?
Oh, she wants a jar of strawberry jam. Go on and get it. And, we got to charge it, too. She can't pay till Saturday.
How's that?
I say we got to put that jam on the cup.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look out now. What you doing there? What you doing?
I'm putting the jam on my cup.
Now, I'll bring that jam here. Give me it.
Well, take it. Go ahead and take it. I don't want to know how.
Give me a box of that there pancake flour over there. Oh, wait a second. I'll get it in the shelf. You add up the bill there. Hey, you got it added?
Yeah. Yes, I got it.
You got the pancake flour?
Yeah.
Well, what does it make?
Pancakes, don't it?
Oh, I mean when you add them together, the pancake flour and the jam. What do you get?
Sort of a sticky mess, if you ask me.
Oh, give me that pencil. You're about as much help around here as a fifth wheel. Go wrap up that fish and how'd that cat get in here anyhow?
Well, by the ginger river. It must have snuck in by the back way. Dad, bring it back.
Hold on there. Don't start chasing that kitten. Pick it up and...
Come here, Dad, ding you. Must have smelt that fish, Dad.
Well, take it in the back room. And Shay, don't forget about that fish. Put it in one of them cartoons. Now, let's see. Mrs. Pinkley, one jar.
How are you this morning?
Oh, howdy, Miss Howe. Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you.
And how is Mr. Peters?
Well, he's sort of ashamed of himself, I guess, the way he acted yesterday, starting a fight.
Oh, but I think that was noble of him, to risk personal injury for a just cause. Why, he threw himself into the fray like a battle-scarred veteran. If everyone in Corn Center were like Mr. Peters...
Well, just here he is. I wrapped up
Put it there in that basket. Here's Mrs. Howe.
Oh, yes. How do you do, Miss Howe? Glad to see you.
Well, she was just telling me what she thought of you, Eb. She says you're a battle-scared vegetarian.
Oh, I didn't say that, Mr. Winterbottom. I said he acted perfectly splendidly. In fact, I don't mind confessing.
Well, what have you been up to?
Up to? I don't understand.
You said you was going to confess, didn't you?
I don't mind stating that I was so impressed with your actions yesterday, Mr. Peters, that I have decided to do all my buying at this store.
Well, she now, that's mighty fine, Mrs. Howell.
Mighty fine shucks, that's right, Pert.
Yes. Mm.
I think your actions were very, very noble, Mr. Peters. You did battle for the right, like those knights of old, like Richard Coeur de Lion.
Well, what was the matter with it?
The matter with what?
The lion.
There was nothing the matter with the lion. I said...
Must have been something the matter with it. What did Richard cure it of?
Oh, no. No, I'm afraid you didn't understand. He didn't cure a lion. I said cur.
Yes, it wasn't a lion that was sick. It was just a cur.
But that's French.
Well, I don't give a dad darn whether it was a French cur or American cur. What I want to know is what was wrong with it. What was the trouble?
That's heart. Cur.
Yes, you see, Abbott had heart trouble.
Oh, no. Oh, you still don't understand. Richard, he was aching.
How's that?
Aching. He was...
Oh, yes. You see, there's Eb. You're all wrong. He didn't have heart trouble. He was aching.
Oh, but he...
Well, aching from what? Aching from what?
Maybe some fella kicked him.
Oh, you're hopelessly muddled. He was...
Say, did you want to buy something, Miss Howe?
Yes, being as how you're a new customer, we'd sort of like to give it...
Don't understand. Richard, he was aching.
How's that?
Aching. He was...
Oh, yes. You see, there's Eb. You're all wrong. He didn't have heart trouble. He was aching.
Oh, but he...
Well, aching from what? Aching from what?
Maybe some fella kicked him.
Oh, you're hopelessly muddled. He was...
Say, did you want to buy something, Miss Howe?
Yes, being as how you're a new customer, we'd sort of like to give you some first-class services.
Well, I didn't intend to... Well, perhaps you can serve me. Have you any fillet of sole?
By cracking, you couldn't ask us for anything better. You just bet we have. Got it all wrapped up for you.
Say, Zeb, Zeb.
Right there. You didn't have to wait a second for it.
Well, that really is service, isn't it? How much?
Say,
that'll be 30 cents.
I'll see if I have the change here. Yes, here you are.
Yes, thank you. And just remember, that's the kind of service we give all the time.
Yes, I shall. Good
morning. Every time, Miss Howe. You'd better wrap up another fish now for Mrs. Jones.
Well, I ain't wrapped up any fish yet.
You ain't wrapped up any? Then what in perdition was in that cartoon?
Dad Dern Cat.